Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed, and welcome to the House of Love, where we have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. We start by reminding you who you are. When you know who you are, everything else is icing on the cake.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, we is. Thank you, Carly Jackson, for that reminder. It's the gratitude show where you get to express yourself, speak it out. You know, sometimes we're grateful in a silent kind of way, but there's something about releasing your vibratory tone into the universe, into the planet, that other people may hear it and be in gratitude with you. It's time to do something different. It's time to flow with the change and allow life to carry you to your greater yet to be. What are you grateful for? Are you experiencing a great attitude? You know it's all about you. This is Carlton Pearson. Everything must change.
Albert Einstein said, "No problem can be solved from the same consciousness that created it. We must see the world anew." When we apply this quote to our lives, we see that we cannot create abundance by staying in the consciousness of poverty. Nor can we gain a sense of power in our lives while identifying with ourselves as a victim. And whether our intention is to change ourselves or some element of the world around us, we cannot simply wish for transformation or hope that our lives will be altered through circumstance. If our patterns of thought and behavior remain unchanged, our lives will continue to unfold much as they have previously. Making change, managing change, and mastering change is on the agenda of all who expect to remain relevant and relate to this new season in the universe and in time. Wayne Dyer puts it this way: when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone must change. No one stays the same. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. 'Cause that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Winter turns to spring. Heart will heal, but never much too soon. Yes, everything must change. Young become the old, except rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, farmer's ground is plowed, people live and people die, yeah, but still we can revive, we must always try, seasons come and go. Winter brings fresh snow, flowers bloom in spring, little birds always sing, summer beaches foam, you will never walk alone, changes, changes.
everything must change. Everything will change. That's enough. It's all you need to be grateful. Because you're going through hell, it's going to change. If you're going through heaven, it's going to change. Yes, everything must change. Carlton Pearson.
You better receive it. Rain comes from the clouds. The sun lights up the sky. And this music makes us thrive. Thank God for this change.
I know, man. There's some things I can't wait for them to change. It's like, get that mess out of here. I learned my lesson. Okay, maybe I haven't. That's why it's here. Well, maybe I need to learn my lesson by looking at the mess and be different about it and not be attached to if it's here or not. Because the real change is the changes going on within you. It's not about what changes outside of you. It's how you are changing in consciousness. Can you look at the same thing, the same people that used to happen, that used to piss you off, but now you can hold a high watch. Now you can choose a higher thought. Now you can bless this situation. Now you can just laugh about it. It's like, you know what? It's not that deep, you know. I've been wasting energy tripping about you acting so. It's really not that important. You know what I just realized? You remind me of my mother. I didn't know that. But I used to think it was you, but now I realize you reminded me of my mother, of my father, of my friend, of something that happened to me at work. And I'm confronted the fact that I never dealt with it. Oh, my God, I've been mad at you. Come here, let me give you a hug. Wow, I'm so grateful that I got that lesson. Woo! Jesus, that was draining. I feel better already. There's always something to be grateful for. I don't care what you're going through and growing through. And if you can't even find the courage to be grateful for what you are moving through right now, let the song speak to you. That if it's too hard for you to be grateful for right now, trust, have faith, and know that everything must change, everything is changing, and there is nothing you can do about it. So just relax, be still, and let it be. Let it be. There's more to say. There's more that we have listeners who want to share their stories. What they're grateful for. We get to ask them when or why did they started to practice the art of gratitude. You know, what's going on in their lives. So you can join the call. We have some people who've said, we're going to be here. I don't care what happens. I am going to be there because I must be there. And if you didn't get the call, if you didn't get the memo, it's okay. You're getting it now. If you want to share your conversation, your story, what are you grateful for? What was the catalyst for you practicing the art of gratitude? I can't wait. I'm excited. It's always nice to hear from listeners. I mean, just as good as me doing the show. And just as good as me answering questions. Ah, I love it. Carlton Pearson, Everything Must Change. His website address is bishoppearson.com, he says hesitantly. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist, and you can take it to the next level by choosing to live life fully. You get to choose. You get to choose how it all ends up. You get to write your own story. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I Am is your host. That's right. You heard it right. The I Am Presence is your host, the host of all hosts, the Lord of hosts. And then your host, the I Am Presence, is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, Naughty Professor, new name that I got, or I should, new names, the Soul Whisperer, and another one that I have, which I really love, is Black Gold. If you want to know what I'm talking about, listen to Esperanza Spalding's song, Black Gold. And she's talking about me. Don't give up. You got it, man. You're the best. Anyway, I want to welcome all of you listening online. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for taking time to spend your energy, to share your energy with us. I know there's a lot to do, but you're listening while you do what you do, or you maybe you're just having a power lunch with Life Coach Ade. You've learned a lesson. Never go a day without Life Coach Ade. Okay, I love it. I got to say it again. No, I won't. What else do I need to tell you? I want to welcome all of you listening on the phone lines, the guests that are lined up. I'm excited. I got to hurry up and come to you because I want to hear your story. Yeah, I want to talk today. Yeah, good luck. But anyway, we want to welcome those of you listening on the archive as well. Thank you for listening. We're grateful that you're here right now because whenever you're listening, it's right now. So you're part of this conversation. And, of course, we won't forget. We can't forget our within radio listeners. Thank you all for being part of this soul expansion. We need each other, and I certainly need my wonderful friend, Celeste Shante.
The whole name, though. I'm so grateful you know it. How you doing, Life Coach today? We have so many people lined up to share their love. I'm so looking forward to this gratitude stories that are going to come through. And we actually have people emailing them, too. So
really?
It's going to be, yeah. Yes,
okay.
It's Electra. Yeah.
Yes,
is joining the energetic.
You can. Oh, okay. I was gonna start singing. Sorry. You said what you say about Electra? I thought you said it's electric.
Woogie, stop it, Woogie. Woogie, don't do that. Oh. You know how you start singing when you do that. Anyway, yeah, Electra, Miss Electric One herself. Is involved someplace else, but she wanted to join the energetic potluck that we're having called the Expressions of Gratitude. So she actually emailed me this morning what she's grateful for. So one of us will get to read that, preferably you, buddy. Okay, let me get your announcement.
No, you. Thank you very much. Because you know I start getting triggered on the first word, and I go off on the tangent. It's like,
start preaching.
I know, right?
Sermon. Really? Okay. That's the sign to get moving. All right. Hello,
you do
family.
The announcement. As soon as you make the announcement, we'll go to our listeners. I want to honor their presence because I know they can't wait to share and spend some time with Life Coach Ade. I'm just telling it as it is. Hey, don't hate me.
Oh.
Hate the
don't
game.
Don't make him be some Aries.
I heard that sort of message. Anyway, do the announcement.
I'm going to do that now. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find our favorite Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Ade, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Ade. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Ade can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. then make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we really want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. You also have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day. You can email him any questions you may have, and he'll answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. And if there's a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show, you can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of November is living from a consciousness of plentitude, and we have wonderful guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, we'll have Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. It's the show that airs on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your Ancestral Blueprints may still be influencing your life today. They will be honoring the fullness of Thanksgiving in all its complexity and the opportunity for gratitude by also recognizing Native American loss, strength, and resilience. You don't want to miss this powerful conversation. The other exciting shows on Life Conversations Radio Network are Mbasa Safera with the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. You'll find a calendar and a listing of all the shows. And did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And then Saturday nights just got hotter with the Sounds of Soul with Adeh Anifeloshe on 1-2 Radio. It's a musical show featuring music you can taste and music that will bring you back to who you are. So get ready for some soul, R&B, and much more every Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Don't let the soul train depart without you on 1-2Radio.com. And if you missed the show on Saturday, you can catch a rebroadcast this upcoming Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific on 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special treat for you. For a donation of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we'll send you a brand new, hot off the presses MP3 guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Adeh. Say yes to your good. I'm using it regularly, and it's helping me to get in alignment. So, to experience it for yourself, you can make a donation by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. Or you can go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and or the Life Conversations radio fan like pages and click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Man, you were so on the roll, so bubbly, so joyful. I'm like, you might as well run the show, girl. You are happy today.
I am grateful.
I felt it.
Thank
you. Just all this joy and bubbly coming from you. Like, what has she been smoking? Let me have some of that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just smoking
life
love.
Is beautiful.
Free love and air. Ciao.
All right. Thank you, Celeste. Yes, we're going to be bringing Celeste back on to share what she's grateful for. We have listeners lining up. I think it's just best to start going in and hear people's gratitude story. You know, of course, Thanksgiving is around the corner, and depending on when you're listening to the show, it may be after the official Thanksgiving Day, but, you know, every day is an opportunity to be grateful. As a matter of fact, you're already grateful. So when you speak it into existence, when you speak it out, it's a representation. It's a reminder that you know who you are. So you're speaking out the gratitude that you already are. So you're affirming the truth. And we're interested in finding out, listening to your stories, because this year has been an interesting year for so many people. And it's nice to know what people have gone through, went through, moving through, you know, all that other stuff. I'm going to leave it at that. And not on the other side. And it's not even about, well, I can't be grateful because I don't have anything good to talk about. Well, do you have? Can you just talk about the fact that you can talk, that you can think and move your mouth? That's something to be grateful for. So it's actually, with that, all that said, I am excited about bringing up this next person, because this is a friend of mine who I've known. I don't even know how she knows me. How do you guys even know me? How did we meet? But this friend of mine, I've known her a long time. She's a good observer. She listens. She watches. She acts like she's not paying attention, but she knows everything. And she has been a great supporter of my work. And she's in part of the people who fulfilled my dreams. I've always had a dream of syndicating my show, but really it's more about having people listening in different parts of the country, different radio stations, people hearing my show. And she had mentioned it to me one time. She said, "Have you thought of syndication?" I'm like, "I am, but so why are you not doing it?" Well, I don't know. Whatever reason I gave her. She said, "I think it'll be real good. You're ready." And then one day, few days later, maybe months, she just came back and said, "You know, I want to syndicate your show." I was like, "Really? Are you sure? You sure you want to do that? You don't mean that, do you?" She's like, "Yes, the world needs to hear you." And I am grateful to bring on my dear friend, the founder of Within Radio, Right Lighters. I mean, she does so much. If I try to list all the things, you would think I'm lying. So I'm just going to bring her on. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my friend, Elaine Marie. Hey, Elaine Marie.
Oh, my goodness. What an introduction that was. I actually forgot why I called.
Love how the way
who is that person you're describing? Boy, I want to know her. First of all, I want to say, I'm thrilled to be on your show. I don't get an opportunity to listen to you live, as you know, but I'm quite excited to know that you are black gold. I always knew it, but I never dared say it. So, but you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Ade. From the first moment I heard you doing your show some years ago, I knew I had to contact you because you made me laugh, and that's another thing I'm grateful for is laughter. We can't have enough of it, and when you stop laughing, you're dead. So I'm just
literally.
it's very helpful for me too. I laugh at all sorts of things. Particularly when I'm nervous, you know, like gynecological exams, that kind of thing. But anyway, so I was
listening
to your show.
Yeah, I understand.
Are you saying that you had a gynecology exam?
Ooh, wow, spread them puppies in a heartbeat. You know how old I got is. I got every three months. I'm like, go ahead and check.
Okay, this is breaking news. All right, so anyway. So at the time, I was looking for panelists for my new Wake Up Lightworkers panel discussion. And I was messing around in Blog Talk Radio land, you know, just going from one show to another, just sort of listening and hearing what people had to say. And I came across your show, and I laughed myself silly. But here was a man who was fussing with himself. You know, you'd be arguing with yourself. There was nobody on the air with you at the time, and you'd be arguing with yourself. And I'm cracking up because you're funny. But not only are you funny, what's really amazing is how brilliant and loving and open you are, and the words that are coming out of your mouth were just I had never heard anybody speak like you, and you had such a great rapport with your audience, and I said to myself, what's it going to hurt for me to try and contact this Ade person? And so I did, and you said, yeah, I'll be on the panel. And I don't know if you remember this. You had asked me, well, you're going to be on the panel too. And I said, no, I'm just going to produce the show. And you said, oh, no, you're going to be on. You're going to be on. So I went up being moderator, and because I didn't think I really had that much to say, that much to offer. I really wanted your words to shine, and they certainly did. Wonderful memories from that show on the Wake Up Lightworkers channel. And then, you know, we sort of were doing different things, and then when I decided to start Within Radio channel, I knew that I had to have you in this case for the radio.
I'm going to leave that alone. But go ahead.
No, you're not. You're not going to leave it alone. That's why I had to.
I'm trying.
My husband's outside right now raking leaves, and any moment he'll be poking his face in my window. Anyway, so I am grateful that you said yes for allowing me to broadcast Ask Life Coach Ade every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you've just been a joy. And you know, you can't get over Ade on anything. I mean, there have been times we've had discussions on something, and I will try to get – I'll try to, I don't know, smooth talk you a little, I guess it is, about things that I'm doing or whatever. And you just – You're like a dog with a bone. You don't let things go. You say, no, but think about this. But what are you really feeling? What are you Anyway, I am very grateful to know you. But, you know, I was thinking a lot about what I'm grateful for. And before I get into that, a little turkey bird told me that he is especially grateful that I became a vegetarian this year. This Thanksgiving, I'm going to be gobbling up my first tofurkey, you know, made out of tofu, and I hope the heck it tastes good and not rubbery. I do like tofu, but I'm not sure what to expect. My husband doesn't like turkey. He's getting chicken. Unfortunately, I have to cook that as well, but I am grateful that I have food. And I'm grateful for, you know, I've had a very physically challenging year, as so many people I know, and a lot of medical issues, and I, to the point where I was going, what the heck is going on? So I am grateful for every single day I have on this planet. And when I can wake up in the morning and put my feet firmly on the floor, I mean firmly on the floor, and to stand up straight, and to be able to walk across the room without too much pain, that is truly a blessing. You know, Louise Hay is one of my my favorite authors, and she says that the universe loves gratitude, and the more that you're grateful for the good that's in your life, and the more good that you're going to get to be grateful about. And about 20 years ago, I bought her morning and evening meditations tape, and I used to giggle a lot when she was giving her meditation, because she said things like, have you thanked your bed today? You know, have you thanked your refrigerator? Or bless your mailbox, you know. And back then I thought it was just so silly to talk to inanimate objects, you know, but I get it now, because I talk to everything now. But I guess what she was saying is, you know, there's so much around us to be appreciative of. I mean, you know, the electricity and our home and our furnishings and our appliances and, you know, even our breathing we take for granted. I mean, for instance, we don't think about where that next breath is coming from. It just does. Hopefully it does. And it continues, and we're not thinking about it. So I'm grateful for everything, pretty much, you know, for everything, even the illnesses, because it helps me to feel stronger inwardly. And, of course, I'm eternally grateful for the love and the light that I receive from my husband, Nick, and our two kitties, Tim and Holly, who I know would be listening to this radio show if I hadn't locked them upstairs. We love our kitties. And of course, my family and my friends and my acquaintances. And I'm grateful to be able to recognize the love and the light that I have within myself. And I hope that I never lose sight of that. I hope I don't.
Yeah.
But lastly,
yeah,
I'm extremely grateful for all of my teachers and my mentors, and either live or on the other side, who have helped me learn who I really am. And that would include you, Ade, so thank you very much. I honestly love you. I'm not going to break out into Olivia Newton-John song here, but I honestly love you. And I honestly appreciate you, and your work is golden, or in this case, black golden. And and I love the fact that you like to laugh, too. So, you know, there's so much to be grateful for. There's so much to be grateful
indeed
for. We can sit there in front of the television set, and we can look at all the violence and the hatred and everything else, and every time an animal shelter commercial comes on, and we can cry our eyes out, which I do, and you know, and we can feel, oh my goodness, you know, this is awful. But you know, all of these negative things too, what I have discovered, also helped me to appreciate peace more, contentment more, life, people, the connection that we all have with each other. When I made the decision to become a vegetarian this year, for instance, I mean, this is something I had been wanting to do for 30 years. And honestly, every Thanksgiving for me was about, I had to have turkey. I had to have turkey. It was tradition. And, you know, it was all about the turkey. But when I finally made the decision to become a vegetarian, I kept seeing all this connection between me and the planet, me and the birds. I have a little bird feeder right outside my office window here, and I watch the birds and the squirrels, you know, eating all the food, and the birds getting fussy about that, and, you know, but I realize I have such a connection with everything, the trees, plants, everything.
So
there is really nothing
yes,
negative.
Yes. That I hear you. You are a beautiful soul. Thank you for your beautiful words. And I see all you said about me, I see it in you. And I thank you for who you are on the planet, because I know some of the stories. And as you move through your own opportunity to grow, you're still supporting others. And I'm eternally grateful for you, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you. And blessings to you. And happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, blessings. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy tofurkey. You got to slow that down when I say it. Well, I got to slow it down. So it's my mouth. All right, darling. Thank you, Elaine Marie. And check out Elaine Marie. Elaine Marie, what's a good website where people can find out about your work? Because you have so much going on.
I
feel like I'm lazy when I compare myself to you.
I do this all in my sleep. I would go to writelighter.com. That's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you'll find all my spiritual offerings. And then, of course, if you go to colortherapyschool.com, you'll see everything about
spell
the
right lighter so people can know.
Right lighter. WriteLighter.
Perfect. Thank you, sweetie. I love you.
Thank you.
Sending
you
lots
you too.
And lots of love and energy. Give my love to Nick.
I will.
Peace and blessings. Life is good. It's getting better. Let's keep the gratitude flowing, because I am in a great attitude. I want to bring on this wonderful sister who shares her story. And for me, she walks her talk. She lives this truth. It's not just the intellectual masturbation thing. She applies it. I know that for her, and I'm so grateful to know Nisi as well. I'm grateful. I have beautiful people around me. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my sister, my friend, Nisi. How are you doing, Nisi?
Whoa, you want the people with you.
Hi, Ajay. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, let me just say that I'm so very grateful for you and the Life Conversations movement that has taken place in my life in so many ways, even though I don't get to come through all the time. Whenever I get an opportunity to listen to the show, I'm always in awe. I'm like, awe. So I'm so very grateful for you and just your continuance to just keep doing your work, because you also walk your, you talk, what do you say? Walk your talk, talk your walk.
But there you go. And that too, yes. Talk your walk and walk your talk. I'm going to steal that one. Yes, yes. Thank you, my sister. So I know a lot is moving up your head.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I was so very taken into the song that you played at the beginning of the show. And so I'm grateful for change and for love, which brings about change in ways we were hesitant to imagine, but dreamt all the same and imagined it true. And so it is. And I just wrote that.
I felt you did. Yes.
But it's beautiful. And I'm grateful.
I am grateful for you, my friend, and you are living your life out loud and being an example. Thank you. Thank you for your commitment to know and express who you really are. You are making a difference, and thank you for sharing your story. Life is good. I'm getting better. That's right. Oh, so, Nisi, were you going to say something? Because I think I muted you on the way. Celeste is busting sweats. So I'm going to go to... are you good?
I'm good.
Okay. Thank you, sweetie. All right. Let's go to... You know, I'm just going to go to my listeners because I'll give you background, but I got to go to April Joy. She's truly a joyful one and a new old friend, because all of you are my new old friends, really, or old new friends. How do I put old new friends? Because we've known each other before we took on body, before we came on this planet, regardless of where we were born. But we're simply all here as part of a reunion. And this sister had to... We won't say too loud, but she had to run outside to make the call because she wanted to share her story with us. So let's hurry up and go to April Joy. Hello, April. How are you doing?
I'm good. Hi, Audie. Hi, Celeste.
It is nice to hear your voice. I think that you've listened to the show before. You've listened live, but I think you emailed in. So I think this is the first time I'm actually hearing the voice, putting the voice to the picture on Facebook.
It's exciting. Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. I know you've been actually practicing the art of gratitude, and you're currently doing a 30-day gratitude experiment. Share your story, whatever you're feeling to share. Share your story of what that's been like for you, or if you want to go a different direction is up to you. But I'm just curious to actually hear about that, because you've made a conscious choice to write something every day that you're grateful for.
Yes, yeah. I wanted to start the 30 days of gratitude because it keeps me grounded and it keeps me focusing on what truly matters to me. Like every time that I'm getting ready to post it, I like stop and think, like, what am I really grateful for? You know, like I know it could be like something frivolous, you know, if, like Starbucks or something silly like that. But, like, before I post it, I'll, like, stop and think, like, what am I really grateful for? And then, in a way, it kind of keeps me focusing on what really matters to me.
Yes.
So that's how I kind of get my posts together, excuse me. But I, like, always have kind of felt grateful in my heart for the good in life, because in a way, I'm kind of sensitive to other people's struggles, so it me like focusing on the small things and being really grateful for the smallest things. I think it keeps me like really grateful and humble.
Yes. Can I ask, what was the catalyst? What happened? What made you say, you know what, I'm going to practice gratitude and I'm going to do a 30-day and not only that, I'm going to tell the world about it. So if I don't do it the next day, they would know that I've been whatever.
Like, you mean like how did I, what was the catalyst for me doing this 30 mm-hmm. days or just like in general in my life being grateful?
Well, I'm more thinking, you know, from the outside looking at your practice of the art of gratitude and put it in Facebook, it to me, it looks like there was something that happened to me. Just said, this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to share it with my friends on Facebook. Now, I don't know if that's just a continuation of something you've always done, but I just wanted to know what was the catalyst for you really embracing the art of gratitude?
I think feeling that there's more to life than forgetting what really matters. Like, I thought about it, and I thought about it last night, and I was like, I have a feeling it's going to ask me that. And I couldn't, I thought about it, and I think it was like, I think the harder times of life in my life and like watching other people struggle or family members struggle, it makes me feel like more really grateful for small things. So I think that was the catalyst, actually. Like when instead of struggling, I'd rather like focus on what's important.
I hear you, you know, because we all have different reasons why we do it. And sometimes people do it because they think they have to do it. But I'm always curious what caused people practicing it. And you know, I'm thankful for who you are. And you know, as I talk to you, I've spoken to Elaine, Nisi, now you, I'm just like, I am so grateful for the community that I have. And you know, you show up for the Sounds of Soul. You listen to the show as well, I know, on the archive. But I thank you for who you are and being an example of the truth that you share, that you teach. And sending you lots of love. Thank you for who you are. Appreciate you, my sister.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you for breaking away from work and running around in the, maybe, I don't know if you're in the restroom or the stock room and trying to say it real quick. Could you go back? Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Yes, indeed. If you're just joining us, you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. Today's show is focused on expressions of gratitude. Truth is, gratitude is not for God. Gratitude is for you. It reminds you of the good that you already have. You speak it out so that you can hear that you're already abundant, that you're already whole, that you're already complete. So that's what today's show is about. We have listeners calling in. There's lots of people lining up. So I'm going to go to Akasha Bird. I love this. See, we started the show, Elaine was talking about giggling. And I know I laugh a lot. I laugh sometimes when I'm nervous. I laugh when I'm making a mistake. Sometimes I just see things that make me laugh. And sometimes I'm like, dude, when you're doing the show, try and be a little bit serious. But I failed at that badly. And then I listened to this sister. Man, I was like, oh, my God, that must be what I sound like. This is the cracks up when she's channeling. Hey, Akasha Bird. You crack up talking about, okay, Akasha, I just want to find out what's in my future, if I'm going to marry my husband. Okay, let me see what actor and actress say. And you start giggling. I messed you up, didn't I? I messed you up. I'm sorry. I'm bad like that.
How are you doing, my brother?
I'm good. I feel a little bit bad that I mess you up now that you can't even talk. You struck me. But it's true. We all need to laugh and relax. Say that again.
I'm always struggling to not laugh. So. Brilliant. Yeah, my internet connection.
Yes.
Dodgy, so I'm not so grateful for that.
I know that. So I'm gonna keep it real.
How are you doing?
I am good. I'm so full. This idea came up. Celeste and I talked about it. And, you know, I don't always know until it starts manifesting and just, you know, just this opportunity to interact with my listeners. It's so rewarding. I mean, I feel like if I die right now, I'd be like, ooh, that was awesome. So I feel good. I feel good. But before I die, I want to make sure I get to everybody. So I just want whoever is listening out there, just pay attention. I got a lot of work to do. I'm not afraid to die, but I'm not ready to go. So anyway, I cast the first.
Great. Yes.
Share with us your gratitude story. What are the things that you're grateful for in your life right now?
Okay. Well, there's two things that are sort of really predominant, I'd say. And the first one is my connection to spirit and to the earth, Pachamama, our beautiful goddess mother, and, you know, being able to access these realms that, you know, really feed every single part of me. It's so amazing. And the second is to be creative, to really have absolutely no fear when it comes to being creative and just being really, you know, just going with the flow of whatever sort of wants to come from that. And I think those two elements, before anything else, are just my saving grace. And, you know, and there's so many things that have been mentioned. Obviously, laughing is one of them. Another thing I'm grateful for is being single at the moment and not in a dysfunctional relationship. I'm very happy, and I say that to the Lord every day. That's just the best feeling, to feel free and to be doing what I love and being on my soul's path and being, you know, surrendering to life as it is without too much sort of seriousness. And also breaking down the old paradigm, you know, just not colluding with things that don't vibrate or resonate with my soul and heart, and being a free spirit in that way. But there's so many other things. I do gratitude walks, so I just walk and talk to myself and just do lists like lunatic in the village. But but I just, you know, walk through the forest and I'm just like, you know, go through lists of things that I'm grateful for. And I find the times when I'm really sort of on edge, if I'm having a bad day or something, that's always the thing to bring my frequency back up. It's just like, yes, that's such a good way. Yeah, it's a great teacher, being grateful.
That's definitely a great one. I mean, I've never heard that before, but yes, you know, gratitude walk. I mean, because you're moving, you're speaking out, or thinking what you're grateful for. And I think, you know, people who are afraid to even, I don't want to do that, people are going to think I'm crazy. Well, that could be something you're grateful for. You're walking down, I am grateful that people can see me and they think I'm crazy because I know I'm not. I'm grateful, grateful. They're like, oh, what was that?
No, true. You are crazy. It's just you have to be okay with your craziness.
I know that's right. I know that is right. You are calling from France. It's almost 7 o'clock over there now. Thank you for joining the conversation and sharing your energy with us. I truly love you, and I thank you for all the work that you're doing, darling.
Thank you. Right back to you, my friend. Thank you so much. And it's a pleasure to have participated. So lots of love to everyone listening from France. Lots and lots of love.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. A bientôt.
Bye, Akasha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. You know, oh, my God. The statement, the spiritual statement, the spiritual idea, the spiritual truth that you only get to keep what you give away. It's really true. I am so full. Now, let's see. Celeste is busy back there. She is busting sweat. What I'm going to do, let me come to my brother, and then after my brother, I got several brothers on here, which is always great, and then we'll we won't take a commercial break. We just go into Celestial a moment and come back to listeners, because I know some of you are doing things and working and all that, and I want to honor your time. But the next person I'm bringing on is a brother who I met, was first, I was told about his work as a channel, and I always like to hear brothers who are doing spiritual work. And I will also say it is a blessing to know of brothers who are African-Americans, brothers of color who are doing the work, because I don't always come across brothers, period. When I go to workshops or retreat, I'm just a few of us. Sometimes I'm the only one. And when I see another brother that reflects me, it just makes my heart so excited. And, you know, talking to Kasembe, and the first time, he was like, yeah, this is a brother I want to hang around. And I know that I get busy with my work, so I came up with a way to keep him around. So every month, at least, I get to talk to him. He joins Flacco. Ah! That's the nickname. Don Wolf and Ashande, they join me every month, and we pick a topic and we talk about it. And I am so grateful to have my brother Kasembe. How are you doing, Kasembe?
Oh, Brother Ade, I'm doing wonderful, man. Thank you so much for having me on the show, brother. This is great. I've been listening, and it's so inspirational, man.
Yes, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I am, you know, as I was saying, grateful to know you, grateful to have you in my life, and it's nice to see another reflection. Now, tell us your gratitude story. What are you grateful for? You're free to go wherever you want to go, and drop some gratitude story, and you can drop the mic whenever you want and say peace out, homie.
All right, man. Well, I want to start by going back 3 years ago and talking about the reason why I'm even here in Atlanta at the present time. I moved out here to take care of my mother, who had developed cancer, and she ended up passing away about six, seven months after I arrived. And I want to express my gratitude for that time. Even her passing, it was one of the most challenging yet rewarding experiences that I've ever had in my life. It was a time of great intimacy and connection. I would read to my mother at night. I read a whole entire book to her. I read a couple books, actually. And we shared so much. It was an intimate time of with her and family. All of us together, it was my sister, my grandmother. We had all never been in a house together like that for that extended amount of time, which is about 2 months. Mm-hmm. So I'm grateful for that time. I'm grateful for those connections. Was it difficult? Yes, it was. But there was a lot of love exchanged, and it was real, and it was truth. And I think that when you share truths like that, it deepens your connection, and which ultimately leads to more love and respect and understanding of other people. So that's first. That's first. And I want to give gratitude for the time just with my mother. It was really incredible. And the things that I learned, the things that she imparted to me in that time of struggle were things that I will never forget. Some things that she said to me made me really change course and see myself differently, and have helped put me on the path that I'm on now. So that was incredible. So that's the first thing. Secondly, this show being kind of one of the things that came out of that in terms of my path, I want to thank you for you and your show, brother. You and Celeste, Live Conversations Radio. This is just, it has been incredible to be a part and learn and talk with other brothers and just to have a voice and just a possibility that someone's listening, and then also to receive, you know, just the information, receive the thoughts, the wisdom from Ashende, from Don Wolf, from yourself, from Celeste. It's been a blessing. So I want to thank you for you and this show, brother. It has been incredible. And, you know, I think when you are in a position to give or strive to give or look to give, It gives obviously meaning to your life, more meaning to your life, and knowing that, you know, and helps to solidify your purpose. So that's been phenomenal. That's been phenomenal as well, man. That has been phenomenal as well. This year for me has been a year of beginnings. I've met some wonderful people, you know, such as yourself, Ade, you know, Dr. Ade, Onifa, some great relationships with, you know, for a great friend and who's person's developed, a great friend of mine, Melissa Lewis, been a part of some great events. So it has been a very interesting year and one of some serious growth. And so I have a lot to be thankful for. In addition, my nephew, who just turned one last weekend, I give thanks for him. Nephew number two is due in February. So it's just it's been a wonderful time, man. It really has. It's been a wonderful time. It's been a wonderful time.
Yes, I hear you, bro. And I thank you, thank you, thank you for who you are and standing in the truth of who you really are. It is a blessing to know you. Thank you, my brother.
All right. Thank you, man.
Peace and blessings. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We are supporting you to move from a place of confusion to clarity. That's what we're
Life Conversations,
to
committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Make that move. There is something inside of you that wants to express. There's something inside of you that's saying, come on, let me out. You are enough, just as you are. Don't wait on God to answer the prayer. You are the answered prayer. You must be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, 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 that's what it's about. We're sharing gratitude stories. Some of you are listening, you probably didn't plan to call in. Feel free, call in now. We're not going to take a commercial break. We're just going to move in into Celestial Moment in a minute. And let's see, let me go. Well, Celeste is not ready. She's doing a lot. So what I'm going to do, instead of do Celestial Moment, we're going to take another call, and then we are going to do Celestial Moment, and Celeste has some emails that she's going to read. So if you have anything you want to share, or maybe somebody that's touched your life, that you just want to tell them what they mean to you, and you want to record it in this timeless medium, well, as long as they're using MP3 files, this is your opportunity. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. I am going to go to a dear friend who is at work right now, who is everywhere evenly present. This is a sister friend I met at Hillside many years ago. I used to operate, well, I still do when I go there, when I go. I don't go to Hillside regularly. But I used to operate the camera regularly. And so I'm one of the reasons you get to see what's happening at Hillside. Hey, you know, we all need each other. And so she always sit near the camera, and one day I think she said my name and said hello to me. And I'm thinking in my head now, how does she know me? I forget. Most people see me on the camera, so they know me. And then she said something, and I'm like, oh, she really knows me. And from then on, it was on, because once there's a connection, you can't stop it. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome my friend, my sister. She's usually quiet behind the scenes, and you can find out more about her, about her on Facebook, but she's a powerhouse. Hello, Julia. How are you doing?
I'm just awesome. How are you?
I am good. I am good. I am good. It is nice to have you and to have this conversation with you, because you walk your talk. You have a way of expressing that truth, that spiritual principles that you're learning, and I'm grateful to have you here. So tell us about your gratitude story or whatever you want to share with us about gratitude.
I am grateful for the ancestors, and grateful to be able to hear their voices, and to know that I am not walking alone. And most importantly, my great-grandmother was a major influence in my life, and she still is. in many ways, and I'm able to communicate with her. And she was the matriarch of our family, very, very strong woman who was became a widow at the age of 26 with five children, four girls and one boy. And my maternal grandfather was her only son. And I learned from her how to be grateful for everything. And she was such a loving soul. But what I learned most from her is that she gave away everything. She was not concerned about holding on to anything. When she cooked, she shared food with her neighbors. When someone was sick, she was quick to send someone to go check on them. When they didn't see someone in church on Sunday, she would send one of the grandkids to go find out what was going on with someone. She sewed for a living, so she would make clothes for whomever. If anybody didn't have a meal or didn't have anywhere to stay, people would always, her home was always open. And she has passed some of that on to her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. But she just had such a heart of giving, and it's just one thing that I just absolutely love and admire from her. And I feel that I really got that spirit from her. So I try to teach my daughter and just my family members, because many times getting this society is all about me, 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 and it's not, I don't feel that we teach our younger generation enough about giving. And when you realize that giving is also receiving, you realize that there's such balance and reciprocity in a universe that you don't feel that you have to hold on to anything, or that you don't have to let anything go to someone else to help someone that needs that. So for that, I'm just eternally grateful. And I see that life is just so abundant for me. And I feel that whatever I need comes to me. And there's no lack in anything or in any, there's no space for lack in my life. It's all about wanting to be of service to someone and to give to someone and to, you know, to express myself in that way. So I just look for opportunities to be of help to someone and to share. So for that, I'm eternally grateful.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, you definitely are that. And, you know, what was said today to you this morning about you having a calming spirit and a very peaceful aura, it is so true, because that's how I experience you. And I'm grateful for your ancestors, because she definitely lives in you. They live in you. You express them. You make them proud. You make them smile.
Thank you.
I see that.
Thank
and
you.
I'm grateful to know you, darling. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing
you.
Your story.
Thank you.
Yes,
blessings,
indeed.
My darling.
Blessings, blessings, blessings.
Blessings.
Ah, life is good. It's getting better. Does it get better than this? Yes, it does, because there's always more. Ah, let's see. Celeste, be right. Okay, I didn't mean to read that out. See, okay, here's the secret. Celeste does a lot behind the scenes, so we have to stay in communication. So, yeah, she's always keeping me up to date. I think she's away. So we're going to, let's see, we've got quite a few people. Please, I hope everybody can be patient. We're going to get to you. 111. Let's see, who do I want to go to? Let me go to Glenda. Oh, no, Kobe's at work. Oh, let's go to people at work first, because let's go to people at work. I'll come to you next, Glenda. Well, actually, let me go to Kobe, and then maybe after that we'll do a celestial moment and go to Glenda. Yes, yes, and I look forward to hearing from my brother. Hey, Kobe, how are you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good, good.
Hello?
It's nice to hear your voice. I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, you can.
Yes, I have an earpiece on, and I'm about to cry, so...
Yes. I was going to go somewhere else. I'm like, no, let me go to Kobe. It's nice to have you. It's been a while. Nice to hear your voice. I trust you and your family are doing well, and thank you for gracing us with your presence, the Kobe.
You're
so
welcome.
Tell us your gratitude story or whatever is bubbling up for you around gratitude.
Well, I guess I was just calling to say I'm just grateful. Okay, my baby crying.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Ivy. Come on.
Yeah, we welcome
the baby.
I'm grateful
about what I am
energy
in life
of the baby.
Right now.
She all right over there? She's really feeling what she's feeling.
All right. It's okay. You okay?
What I can do, Colby, I can put you on hold because she wants
yes,
your attention.
On hold.
I'll put you on hold and I'll come back to you, okay?
Yeah.
She wants your attention. Okay, Celeste, are you ready? Okay, you ready for Celeste? Let's do Celeste for a moment and then maybe go back to Colby or Glenda. Let Celeste tell me. I'm trying to keep my see, when you can't say it, it's not even worth saying it. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing? Woo, I'm loving this. Are you there, Celeste? Unmute yourself. Okay, now. We can't hear you. I can't.
Sorry about that. I'm right here.
You are.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I'm getting in the way of what I'm feeling. I'm feeling peaceful. I'm feeling this love. There's a flow. Don't be muting yourself. I need to hear you. All right.
You need to hear me. I'm right here. And I'm loving every expression of gratitude. I think our listeners are such powerful angels and warriors of light.
Yes.
Every
yes,
single
indeed.
One of them. So is the music in the background okay? Because, you know, I'm multitasking.
Well, I don't hear any music. I was looking for yours
great.
In a minute. I'm going to play yours. I don't hear nothing. So what we're going to do after Celestial Moment, maybe we can do the email, the gratitude email, and then we'll take live calls. Okay?
Okay, let me just line that up. Okay, yeah, I got it right here. I feel like an operator right now.
I know. You've been busy. Thank all you're doing and making it be easy. And
well,
I can tell
you.
Knowing who you are, I can't wait to hear your celestial moment today because I know how you weave things together.
Oh, get out of my celestial moment, life coach today. And I have to share real quick what I'm grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
I am grateful for the opportunity to start out as a listener, to be a client, to not be your client anymore, become your friend, and now your co-producer and assistant. What a journey I've been on with Life Conversations Radio Network. And I have a family of people all around the world because of your doorways. So thanks.
Thank you. And I'm grateful for the first time you heard me talk, you couldn't stand me, and now we're friends.
I know, right?
But that's for another show. I mean, we got to keep it moving. You're like, oh, who is that guy? What is he doing? Then you're like, oh.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is Flacco, a.k.a. Don Wolf, was on that call when we first met each other. He heard me say, I couldn't stand you. We all come full circle. Let me get to the celestial moment. No, for real though. Grateful for you. I'm grateful for every single person on the lines in the chat room, where we can't see you, and those in the archives. You guys make my life rock. So, this celestial moment is the last celestial moment since we're having ancestral blueprints. So let's get to it. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace all that's showing up in your life right now. The energy of the Bay equals 7. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune and is considered to be a highly spiritual number with introverted qualities. It's the number of perfection, security, safety, and rest. We have 7 days of the week. There are 7 chakras. the seventh chakra is the crown chakra, and this energy connects us to the holy realm. Seven also belongs to a goddess by the name of Limoja, and she is the life-giving, sustaining portion of the ocean, the mother of the waters. Seven also shows up as the chariot in tarot, and the chariot is astrologically associated with the sign of Cancer, representing mother love, nurturing, protection, and psychic power. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the spider from the medicine cards. The spider's number is not 7, it's actually 43. But when you add 4 plus 3, you get 7. So here we go. Spider weaving webs of delight, weave me a peaceful world, carrying creation in your web, waiting to be unfurled. Spider is the symbol for infinite possibilities of creation. Therefore, it is connected to female energy, for the feminine is what gives birth. Grandmother Spider, as she affectionately known to Native Americans, took part in a plan to heal the suffering of children from the land of nightmares. With the shaman and the four elements, they concocted the following plan to provide relief. Air carried the children's dreams. Earth held the dreams within her hoop. Water washed and separated dreams from wanted to unwanted. Fire used morning sun to burn the unwanted dreams. Then, Grandmother Spider created a special web where only dreams escaped down that they wanted to the dreamer. Thus, this is how the dream catcher was born. In this intricate web of life, we understand our fragility and strength, how much we need one another. When we work together interdependently, we heal our children and we heal ourselves as we live our best life and have so much more to be grateful for. And that's the story of 7, told through our friend the spider. All is well. I'll see you soon for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Boy, you sure weave your stuff together. I would normally say I would turn off my intuitive abilities when you're around, but no, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I just say what comes up and what I hear, and hey, it's just I was all up in it. But thank you for that reminder of our power to weave the truth into existence. Thank you, Celeste. I know you've got some stuff to do, and we'll bring you back later, and we'll get, you know.
So many people want to read the lectures of gratitude.
Oh, yeah, of course. See? You know, I float away with my fiery self. You just have a way of Taurus that would just ground me. Thank you. Okay.
It's my pleasure to ground you. anyway, this is from our beautiful listener, Electra Ford. She couldn't be with us, but she wanted to contribute. So she's always with us in spirit. So Electra wrote these words. This morning, I was working, thinking, I'm doing the work I set out to do some years ago. I am working on an entrepreneur's product launch. I am grateful to God for my clients because it gives me the opportunity to do work I visualized. I'm grateful to God for a day in Ifuoshe because we are working on a project together, and it's nice doing this work with another energy worker. Praise God for a day. I'm grateful to Agape Live for starting their live streaming, because I've met wonderful personalities and spirits in this community, building real relationships with people that are like-minded and going in the same direction. I am simply grateful, Electra.
I love how she ended it. I am simply grateful. I understand that, and that is true. Electra, thank you, thank you, thank you for your words and your emails. Yes. I love that. I am grateful. We just take that. If we're struggling, whoever, if you can't find something to be grateful for, just say that. Yes, thank you, Celeste.
My
pleasure. Are we going back to the phone calls now?
Yes. I want more.
more. Okay, thanks, Celeste. We'll be back later. All right.
Okay.
All right, let's see. Let's go to Glenda.
the Globetrotter, who once had a dream of living in Florida, and now she's living it. And we have walked the journey with her, and she is here as a living testimony, there you have it, of what happens when we practice the truth. My sister friend Glenda, help me welcome Glenda Springer. Hey, Glenda.
Hey, Edgar. Excellent.
Oh, there you are. Hi.
How are you? How are you?
I am full. I am full. I am so grateful beyond my wildest dreams. I didn't even have all this happening. It's like, oh, I didn't see all of this coming. I am just being fed by the stories that I'm hearing and how people are showing up and the beautiful words of love. So I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but here.
Well, I want to start off and say I'm really so grateful that you do show up and that you go through whatever spiritual practices and work you have to do on yourself to keep this channel open and to do this work for all of us. While I was listening, you know, and doing my own reflecting, yes, I am. I am in Florida in my own apartment. I was in my own apartment, but I was literally in a shadow, like a shadow existence, you know. So this is like completely 360 now. I had to face a lot of fears, a lot of challenges. I had to make a decision on whether I was going to go for what would rejuvenate my own soul, or would I continue to wither, you know, under the illusion of family allegiance. That was major for me, because listeners to the show, you know, I made a decision to move to Florida, but I left my elderly parents in Brooklyn. But it's been working out, you know. I have leaped and grown and broken down in tears in ways that I didn't know, but this is a good marker for me to make this gratitude praise. I just finished this weekend. I just finished. I created and wrote my own online course that has been submitted to New York City's Department of Education to be considered as a professional development offering. What an experience that was. I was working on the course while I was literally, you know, not really in my own home, meaning I had left the share situation that I was in here in Florida. I was staying with a friend, sleeping on her floor, and I had this major project to do with no internet access. I got rained on, you know, every kind of thing that would happen, that could happen when I was trying to go out and do it, happened. But I kept focused on the end, and the end was, here's an opportunity for me to do something that I really feel passionate about, something that would give me residual income, something that I went to, you know, that I got my master's in, and I completed it. It was submitted yesterday. So today is like my first day where I'm home in my new apartment resting because I've been here for about 3 weeks and I've been ripping and roaring and going and, you know, not really just doing what I'm doing. So I'm very grateful. You know, I'm very – sometimes we get caught up because we're going on to the next thing, you know. The next thing for me is – I want to call and say I'm so grateful driving in my car. The scooter did well, but I keep wet on it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be wet anymore, so I'm visualizing the car. But I can't put it into words, Arde. It's so big that I can't put it into words, and it's still evolving. I have to pinch myself now and say, I really did do this, you know. So
I'll just say grateful for each one of us that has the courage to practice
walking on the spiritual path and to believe and stretch that expansiveness that Reverend Michael talks about, living on the edge, you know, that you're so much greater, that what we're made of is so much greater than our problems and perceived problems and limitations. So I'm grateful that I have courage greater than my depression and grief to push for my own existence. And I'm grateful that, you know, you were there, you know, Celeste was there, and all the listeners that maybe I didn't even know were there that was holding a vision for me. So that's my Thanksgiving gratitude, because I can't go back to Brooklyn. I can't fly back. You know, bad weather. So this is my Thanksgiving right here, you know.
Yes. You broke the shell, and now you are flying. I hear you. I'm smiling because I know your story, and you're doing it, and there's more. There's always more, and what you brought up, which is true, you know, really miracles actually happen on the edge. We are, you know, if you really want to experience the truth that we're speaking, you've got to be on the edge. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes you look down and say, oh, shoot. I'm afraid of heights, but it's on the edge. It's where the transformation happens. So, you know, I honor you. Keep walking through it all. You're still here. And I'm bowing to you in gratitude. Thank you for who you are, my dear sister friend.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And, don't forget to give the Life Conversations dog a hug whenever you hang around him, because, you know, you used to have your brother's dog that used to listen with you?
Oh, yeah. I am going to do that. I'm going to New York next week. I miss him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he grew up. He grew up with life. He's, I think he's 4 now. He's 4 years old. And he grew up with Life Conversations. So I will give him a big hug when I see him next week.
I just love it. Thank you, Glenda. I love it. What's the dog's name?
His name is Heru. H-E-R-U. Heru. Yeah.
It's such an ancient name. Of course he had to be part of this. Thank you, my sister. I love you.
Of course. All right.
I am so grateful I have listeners, two-legged listeners, and four-legged listeners. I just love it. Heru, the dog. Cleo, the cat. And now, no, I won't do that. Now, let's go to Kobe under this changing come. Where's Kobe? Where'd she go? Oh, we dropped Kobe. Let me come back to Celeste. I don't see Cleo. I'm all confused now. Where's Celeste? Okay, now I'm muting you, Celeste. What happened to Kobe?
I don't know. I told you she was at work.
All is well. We're grateful. She did leave her energy with us. Her baby wanted more of her attention. So we have to honor that. Okay. So this is what I'm going to do.
So you know who's next, right?
I know who's next. Now, I'm just going to do meeny, meeny, miny, mo. If I pick mother wit, so be it.
Oh, wow. You rock.
Because it is. What it is. Here's another sister. Oh, sorry, Celeste. Oops, sorry. I'm going to leave you unmuted and you can mute yourself. Here's a sister, Mother Witch, who also I met through this community, this global community, this virtual community known as Facebook and Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, I don't know how long I've known her now, but she is out there doing the work as well. She has a show, and it's called... It is what it is. And her other name is Valerie. Hello, Valerie, Mother with Wisdom.
Hello, Ade. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Ade. You know I'm throwing all kind of ugly shoes at you right now.
Ugly shoes. But guess what?
Ugly
I got a force field of love
away.
Around me. You can't even touch this. You can't touch this. Ha! Miss. How are you, my friend?
I am wonderful, and I am grateful, and I am, you know, I just wrote down a couple. I know you're brief with time, so I'm just going to get right to it. And first of all, I'm thankful and grateful to Source, and finally connecting and realizing that I am a divine being coming from that source, and that that source chose to express itself, herself, himself as me. And I'm also grateful for the vision of what self-love will bring, what it will manifest, and what cultivating it inside yourself frees you. It frees you up in so many ways. So from self-hate, to low self-esteem, to self-love, and to realizing the divinity within, I am grateful. I am so grateful. I'm grateful to my family. I'm grateful to my friends. I'm grateful to Facebook as an outlet to share with and to meet people. I'm grateful for Blog Talk Radio. And I'm grateful to you, Ade. I'm grateful to you for being brave enough to step forward, flaws and all, and to show us that it's okay to laugh and to laugh at ourselves, but just keep plugging and just keep going forward. And it's not all the time about us. Sometimes we have to swallow our stuff and still extend ourselves to help others. And when we're doing that, we are helping ourselves. So I'm thankful for and grateful for all of that. And I also want to say I'm thankful to my friend Koya, who is Earthwebs on here. I love you, I love you, I love you. And Ade, you know I've called you crying my little heart out sometimes, and you have always been there. And I want to thank you for being able to help me during those times and just being open. So, and thank you, Celeste, too, because you helped me with the numbers. And I just want to say this. It was your show that gave me the freedom to channel and to listen to myself as the ancestors come through and to be okay with that. So there's much that I'm thankful for. I'm still throwing shoes at you. But, yes, I love
That's
you, too.
Okay. You know, I want you to keep throwing the ugly shoes, you know what? Because it gives me a reason to be thankful that you can't hit me. Ha-ha. He's like, ooh, look at that bounce off my force field. I am so grateful. Ooh, look at that one bounce. Ooh, that's some ugly shoes. You know, but
see,
no,
in all
playfulness, I love and appreciate who you are being in the world. I love your mind, your creativity, and how you share. You truly have a way of bringing information together and helping us, helping humanity grow and evolve. And yes, you see, what you said, I so agree. Sometimes it's not even about us. We've got to transcend all of, but why me? Ain't nobody care about that. Get out there and do what you came here to do. And I thank you that you do the same work. You bring all of it to the table as you support other sisters on their journey. And it's a blessing to know you as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening. I can't get it together because my tongue and my teeth can't even get together. Everybody's just happy. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio as we partner with Blog Talk Radio. Now, my friend, I beg now, take the calls and stop talking. See if you can figure that one out. I'm crazy. If you're listening for the first time, you have been anointed. Now you've joined my crazy club because, as Akasha said, and I so agree, we're all crazy. We get ourselves in trouble when we try and put the mask on and pretend we're not. It's the crazy people that are changing the world. It are crazy people are brave enough to say there is a power, there's a presence beyond me. I believe in it. I trust in it. And I don't care what my life looks like. I am going to continue to surrender even while I'm afraid. Because truly, 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 it is bigger than me. It's bigger than what we see with our physical eyes. Now, let me bring on another brother that I love. I don't know why I do people's voices. I've always done voices. My father used to look at me and think there's something wrong with me. So I got to do this brother's voice. But, you know, I
it's almost, now I'm kind of feeling like saying I'm grateful for the people around me is kind of redundant, but it's not. Because I got to say this, doing this work, those of you who are doing this work, and I'm not saying it's better or anything else, but from my experience doing work, when you're working with people, spiritual work, when you say yes to your role as a teacher, as a leader, it can be scary. Sometimes it's scary. Sometimes it's lonely. Sometimes you look around and you see, and I don't mean that in any judgmental way, and you look around and there are students around and the other teachers are doing their own thing. And you're kind of like, gosh, where do I go? Sometimes you feel like you're alone, and thankfully, because of the way it is, your students become your teacher. And as I said, when I went to Kasembe, it's always nice to meet other brothers who get this truth, who understand this truth, who live this truth. And coming up next is a brother who, really, he's just truth on legs. You know, he has a way of dropping stories. He is the keeper of stories. So everything and anything he says, you better just hold on to your belt, you know, because he's going to drop some truth. And so now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring on my brother who's coming on and say, Ade, no, Ade, I've been listening to your show. You know, you are something. You said so many things, I had to write it down. And if you're wondering what I'm talking about, I just had to do that. I had to get it out of my system. No, Wolf! I had to get that out of my system. My brother, how are you doing?
I'm very happy.
Say that again?
I can't put the words to how happy it is and wonderful it is listening to this show. This is a great show. Mm. I didn't even mean to stay on so long, but I really, really love hearing people talk about why they were grateful. It blessed me beyond words.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do that more often, listen to what people say when they're grateful. And just, it kind of overwhelmed me, to be honest with you. And part of me, and I'm always grateful for the male ego, is fighting the urge to cry, because I was really moved by that. Because you know, you don't know, but in my dark time, I used to, it was so bad that I would feel the weight of darkness and how burdensome this time was. It was some years. And I would suddenly realize I can't take anymore. And I used to take what little bit of money I had with one purpose. And if I couldn't take a public transportation or drive, I'd walk 20 or so miles until I got into downtown D.C. and I'd find someone worse than me. And I'd buy them some food. And I did it because I was grateful to be alive. I knew that I was going to come out of it. But I was also had this very deep feeling that being around someone that I had planned to help who was worse than me left me with a sense of gratitude. Couldn't explain it. Never heard anybody talk about it. I didn't need the ego boost. But it was the giving, like you said earlier, it was the giving of yourself, because that giving, it just pulls something out of you. Not necessarily to describe it, but to do it. Gratitude is an action. And I heard these stories today, and I was like, these people are talking about action. The lady was just talking about having her own place and the car, and there was a thing in her voice that just settled. And I was ready to jump out of my shoes. I'm like, God, I know that feeling, but sometimes people don't share that, and that what she said might have made somebody who's on the brink of falling off of down the stairs and breaking her neck on purpose say, whoa, wait a minute, that could be me. But I could go on, because that thing, this program really moved me, but I was thinking about poets during this, because when people talk, even if they're not poets, people have a tendency to wax poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And
start thinking about Khalil Gibran, that Lebanese poet that was really big almost 100 years ago.
Yes.
Well, he wrote this. He said, "Happiness is a myth we seek. It manifested surely irks, like rivers speeding to the plain, on its arrival slows and murks. For man is happy only in his aspiration to the heights. When he attains his goal, he cools and longs for other distant flights." And when that image that he created of always getting better, going, doing more, what is the thing that makes you want to go to the heights? And one of the things that gives you the spring to your step is gratitude.
Yes. Gratitude. I love what you said about giving pull something out of you. Never thought of it that way. You know, I always talk about the idea of speaking it, remind you of who you are. But when we give of ourselves, we really, really do. Something is pulled out.
All of your guests
on your heart.
Yes. All of the people spoke were givers. That's what got me. I'm like, man, can you dig this? All of them were givers. I was no more good.
My brother, you are a blessing. I am grateful to know you. I am grateful for your wisdom. I used to joke, I don't think I've ever told you this, I used to tell Celeste, it's like, that brother, he will take you on a ride, and if you're not careful, you will end up somewhere else because you think he's taking you, and then you change it. I remember listening to you one time on the Emilio show, and you were talking about going to a store somewhere in Virginia when there's no black people, and you went into the store and asked for something, and you described how they looked at you and everything, and my mind was painting a picture, and I was all up in it, and I'm like, mm-hmm, yeah. And then at the end, you took that conversation in the whole direction. I'm like, oops, I didn't look at it from that perspective. I was thinking racism. Oh, I've been outed. So I love how you have a way of helping us see ourselves.
I remember that.
Yes, I was like, oh, I was thinking you came with so much love and what you did with that man and how he had to change how he saw you, and the way you told the story was so awesome. You definitely are the keeper of stories and the wisdom keeper, and it is a blessing to know you. I look forward to the day where I meet you face to face, and you know. And maybe we can smoke some pipes together if I'm given permission to.
Now you're talking.
Oh, my brother, I love you so much. Thank you for the work you're doing. Thank you for being in my life, and thank you for how you show up.
My brother.
Mm. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Don Wolf would say, can you dig it? You cool cat. Celeste. Ah, it's almost time to release the show. Oh, my God. And Celeste, you're muted, so whenever you're ready, you can talk. But I just want to say, I got a confession, because Don Wolf kind of outed me. I've been really trying to hold it together. And I think I did good work. But when I say holding it together, it's like the stories and the people who have shared touches me so deeply. And, you know, most of the people who have called, if not everybody, you know, I know their stories. I've walked with people of what they're dealing with. And to hear where they are now, to hear how they're viewing the world, it blesses me. You know, it is really, truly, truly real that it's truly real that you only get to keep what you give away. And, you know, Don Wolf also said something that made me think, maybe we should do something like this every so often. I don't know, every 3 months. Or something like that. Just give ourselves opportunity to express our gratitude, because we need to know that someone went through hell and they got over it and they got through it. And part of the human experience is being able to go through the valley of shadow of death and not fearing that evil. And if you fear the evil, let it be temporary. Don't move in and don't give up. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. Celeste, I know you've got some stuff bubbling up for you with all the other side attractions that's going on, and you're trying to keep it together.
Well, actually, I want to let you know Queen Colby is back, so everybody can
get back
to hear her story. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go to Colby. Let's go to Queen Colby. Let's go to Colby. She probably say, no, I don't have anything to say. I've said it already.
Hello again.
Hello. Hello, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know when I cut out, but it has been busy from the time I cut out till now. So,
Yes. Well, we just wanted you to express whatever you were feeling, because I know your daughter wanted you right then, and we had to bow to the request of the child. So anything you want to share gratitude on, or your gratitude story?
Yes. I journal, and I have been journaling from the time I was about 10 to now, and I had the opportunity recently to find some of my old journals and just the ones from last year, and I've been reading them over. So I'm just grateful for the growth that I have experienced within the last couple of years, even within the last 8 months of my life. So I am really at a place where I'm just really proud and pleased with myself. So that is what I'm grateful for. And, of course, my baby and my husband.
Of course. I like how you said, and, of course, my baby and my husband. Yes. Relationship as a spiritual practice. You guys are working it and practicing it and supporting each other. It is a blessing to experience, to hear, to see. And thank you for who you are. Thank you for committing to being the light that you are. And I like your new title, Queen Colby. Yes. Thank you. Love to your husband and your babies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to Celeste, who's trying to hide before we release the show. You're trying to hide. You can't hide. I am a light worker. I shine light when people are trying to hide. You know, quite a few people have told me how it's interesting to hear people talk about me. And I'm like, really, I'm like that? And then I'm like, yeah, you are. Like Elaine says, ooh, Lord. Even tell me, you're better off telling me, you know what? I am hiding. I don't want to show up, and I'm happy being that right now. And we're good. But don't come to me trying to pretend you trying to hide. I'm sorry. If you come near me, you're going to grow. Imagine living in my own skin. I'm what?
I called you a turkey.
A turkey?
Yeah.
You mean I get away, or I'm weak, or what? What is it?
Well, there's so many ways to think about turkey, but since turkey is really on people's minds, I want you to know that the turkey was the medicine of many saints and mystics. So with turkey medicine, you have many virtues, and you're a transcendent self. You act and react on the behalf of others. You aspire to help them who need help. This is not out of some sense of self-righteous moralism or religious guilt. Help and sustenance is given by turkey out of the realization that all life is sacred. So, yeah, you're a turkey today. Your gift.
You some spider woman. How the heck did you pull that out in the middle of a conversation? But anyway, I receive it. I thank you, and I truly, truly do believe that all of life is sacred. I don't care what it looks like. So... Wow, you're just something else. Celeste, before we release the show, I've got to say this. You know, it almost feels like it's a new year, but it's a new year. You know, sometimes people do things. But it is a new year. It's a new day. It's a new moment. And in the spirit of gratitude, I want to say, you know, I want to say that I am grateful for who you are, for how you support me in living my ministry, in you know, being able to show up, because I have done it alone before, but there's something when other people come into your life to support you in doing what you need to do. You make this show great because there are things I don't have to think about. I can just ask you, can you do this? Can you check that? And you're like, boy, I'm trying to do the first thing you asked for. But I am so grateful that you're grounded enough to say, okay, breathe, Celeste, breathe, to be able to make it happen. And folks don't know, I've said it a couple of times, Celeste and I was chatting on instant message because, you know, she helps me know what the time is, what we need to do, who to go to, and sometimes some knucklehead who we don't even need to take their calls. Thankfully, that doesn't happen often. I can count how many times it's happened this year, maybe twice. There's some, maybe some people who just ain't got nothing to, they ain't got the sense they were born with. Just like, but I am grateful for you. I'm grateful as you continue to surrender to your greatest yet to be. And, you know, your shows, I tell you this, you do an amazing show on Life Conversations Radio. It makes me feel good to hear you. And just who you are, how you're showing up, your willingness to practice the truth, even when sometimes that truth is pissing you off, you know, and eventually you will sit with it and go, fine. And then kind of see what we see. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful for my listeners. You know, you guys listen every day. You share the show. You contribute. You make donations. You talk. You know, send texts. I am grateful. You know, this is about me and not. It's about we. It's about us. It's about all of us. And as long as we're all playing our role, if we just commit to showing up, we will make this world a much better place. And the great thing about it is it will be so good that we will have to leave this body to experience it, because the energy will be so intense that we know it's time to leave and experience the blessing. Some of it we will experience while we're alive on this side of the veil, and some it's just when you're on the other side of the veil. So it's time not to trip. And, you know, I talk about teamwork. I talk about community. Yvette, who always likes to hide. I haven't been able to get her out to show up. She shows up. She shows up behind the scenes. And some people are good at that. Some people don't want to be seen. No, it's okay. You don't have to mention me. But Yvette, I know you're listening. I'm going to mention you. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you forward. You said yes to a request that I wasn't even aware I was putting out there. I think it was Mother Whip, and seeing how my work is evolving and how I need more help. And I was sharing with Mother Whip on the show that, you know, last night I was working, doing things, and I just said, I need a full-time assistant. You know, I needed extra help. I didn't know I was actually putting out a request. At the end of the show, Yvette said, I will volunteer to be your assistant. It's like, whoa, really? God, that's how it works. And you've been very helpful supporting me with the Sounds of Soul show. I am eternally grateful for you, Yvette. And I know you're cringing right now. It's like, stop saying my name. Guess what? I'm going to say your name to get over it. Yvette Bakote. That's right. I called you out. You are a blessing to the world. I love how you get an assignment and you just like, on. You know, you kind of reflect me. And because sometimes I'll get a message and I'm gone before I'm saying, where am I supposed to deliver this again? Like, am I supposed to take this somewhere? But I am grateful for all of you that are listening, those of you listening on the archive. Thank you. And there's a show tomorrow, Ancestral Blueprint, with Lisa Iverson. And I'm not quite sure if Celeste, if Ombassa is doing a show on Thursday. Maybe not. But let's check out. Celeste, are you doing a show on Sunday?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, no, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry for even asking that question. What was I thinking? So anyway, it's almost time to release the show. And Celeste, thank you again. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you, brother.
Love you too, darling. Thank you so much. Yes, this is Ricky Byers Beckwith. I thought I'd be able to play all the song, but all the whole entire song. Oh, maybe. No, that was a different song. Okay, well, that's what it is. I found a deeper love.
That's what it's about. I was going to play I Thank You, but Billy wanted me to play I Found a Deeper Love. This is what, that's what's playing. I've found a deeper love within you. Reverend Michael often says, don't tell God about your big problem. Tell God, tell your problems about your big God. When you lean in, when you surrender to the God of your understanding, the God of your beingness, the God that lives as you, you life takes on a whole new meaning, and it's really rooted in love. May you find the deeper love that transcends drama, that transcends judgment, the love that allows for acceptance, the love that heals. May you know who you are, and may your light be a healing energy to everybody you come in contact with. This is Vicky Byers-Beckwith. I found a deeper love, and I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow for Ancestral Blueprints, and I'm looking forward to exploring with you, going deeper and learning more about ourselves. Be true to yourself, be loved, and be loved. Peace and blessings.
Did I win some kind of prize? No!
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.